The Hastings Independent School District 200 School Board met for a regular board meeting on Wednesday, April 27th. It began with an intense discussion as Director Mike Reese requested to add several items to the agenda. The board took recess twice to seek counsel from MSBA and called Attorney John Edison to advise at the board table. This process took nearly 2 hours. The added agenda items and the original agenda items were covered, including, quote, possible action related to an individual subject to the board's authority, end quote, in a closed session. Director Reese left the meeting prior to the closed session.
I need to go. I know. I'm just saying I need to go, and the closed meeting will be, I know it's about me, so I'd like it to be open, but I have prior obligations that I have to attend.
During the session, the floor was given to Attorney Edison.
As I said, my role tonight is to help guide the board's discussion on this topic, help answer questions and make the recommendation. If Mr. Reese would have stayed for this discussion, he would have had an opportunity to provide his perspective on the situation. He chose to leave. There's been conduct that essentially amounts to attempts to direct the work of the superintendent. This is about one of you unilaterally deciding to share private, privileged information without the approval of the full board. And so I think you need to adopt a resolution of the board saying that this is behavior that you don't endorse. I've got two different drafts of a resolution that I've prepared for the board's consideration today. There's two different options. One of them is a resolution that disavows board members' conduct. So that's one. And the other would be a resolution imposing a censure. So then on policy 215, I was anticipating some discussion about that. The way I read policy 215 is it talks about responses to conduct. So if it's something that involves like a superintendent or a board member, an investigation is required. In a situation like this one, you could decide to move up those steps. And so here, I guess, ultimately, going back to the question about the difference between disavowing and a censure, I'd say that the resolution disavowing what happened would be more like the step two on that policy. And then censure is listed as the third step in that policy. So that's how I look at it.
The board voted to table the issue because it was 12:05 a.m. when the proposed resolutions were handed to board members for review. The special board meeting will be held on Monday, May 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. To listen to the entirety of the meeting, see the Hastings Community TV YouTube page. The closed session, now open per the subject's request, begins at 5 hours, 24 minutes, and comments from Attorney Edison begin at 5 hours, 26 minutes, and 36 seconds.